One more day when time is running out for everyone. Like a breath I knew would come, I reach for the new day. Hope is my philosophy, just needs days in which to be. Love of life means hope.
Good morning.
West Cork Local Radio.
Two and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. Good morning to you from yours fraternally, Peter Madison here in the air chair on the breakfast programme from WKLR. I'm with you till 9.30 with lots of oldies, new ones as well, and requests and dedications too.
200 metres in stereo.
It's Tuesday, the 17th of January, 1984, and very nice to know that you're out there from the voice of West Cork, WKLR, West Cork Local Radio.
We belong together, you and WKLR,
West Cork Local Radio,
radio.
WKLR.
Six and a half minutes from 7 o'clock. Paul McCartney and Pipes of Peace on WKLR. Minutes past 7 o'clock. Ruby and the Romantics singing that one in 1963 called Our Day Will Come. Good morning, welcome to the breakfast program. Yours fraternally, Peter Madison here in the air chair. Getting short of breath. My goodness, must be too much coffee. Here's Tracy Ullman. Move over, darling.
Our lips shouldn't touch.
Good morning, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. Move over, darling, Tracy Ullman. Later on in the programme, we'll be telling you about the Brazilian coffee millionaire who built a house in his own grounds. And we'll be telling you about the new talking car. Not the Maestro, it's one that tells jokes. It's called the Laughing Cavalier.
I wonder, should I go or should I stay? The band had only one more song to play.
Now, the strange reason for playing that was I was watching the final Mickey Mouse cartoon on TV last night. Did you see it? Well, they tell me it was the last of Walt.
West Cork Local Radio. While lonely prison
WKLR, the fields of Athenry at 20 minutes past 7 o'clock.
You
25 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. Flying Pigots and Only You. Never get fed up with that, do you? Super song, isn't it? Time to say a few quick hellos to some people. Hello. 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 Cliff Richard for you. Please don't fall in love.
I know that you're with him just now as I write. Please don't fall in love.
Nice version of it, isn't it? 7:31 is the time. 21 minutes to 8 o'clock on WKLR. Recall the decisions in 1981. Sorry, 1971. What's 10 years between friends? Song's called It's Love That Really Counts. News in 29 minutes at 8 o'clock with Roger Gregg. He'll be telling us why last night's meeting of the Avon ladies ended up in a bit of a ding-dong.
Living on free food tickets. Ordering the milk from a hole in the roof where the rain came through. What can you do? Tears from your little sister, crying because she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. But you know, mama's gonna love her just as much as she can. Living in the love of the common people, smiles from the heart of a family man.
7:34 is the time. 26 minutes to 8 o'clock. WKLR. West Cork Local Radio, the voice of West Cork. And it's me, Peter Madison, here in the HF, the Breakfast Programme, telling you that Al Capone was born on this day in 1899 in Naples in Italy. He was jailed in 1931 for income tax evasion. He died on the 25th of January, actually. That was 1947. Can't tell you what of, because this is a family station. So watch out when you're filling in those tax forms. Al Capone invented the game of Mafia Roulette. That's the one where three hats are floating in fresh cement and you bet money on which one has the corpse underneath it. We used to call him in the old days. 1966, that one, and All That I Am. It's also the birthday of Benjamin Franklin, who, apart from being an American statesman in the 1700s, he also discovered electricity. Very clever, actually. Not as clever as the man who discovered the meter, though. Let's have a look at the time. 23 minutes to 8 o'clock. WKLR is the station you tune to. I'm Peter Madison for my sins. And let's face it, there are plenty of them.
Say, say, say what you want, but don't play games with my affection.
Paul McCartney, Michael Jackson, Say, 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 still in the charts after all this time. Probably because it's a good record. West Cork Local Radio, the voice of West Cork. 20 and a little bit minutes to 8 o'clock. Let's tell you a few more of those celebrity birthdays today. It's Chris Montez's birthday. Yeah. He had a big hit record with Let's Dance, but we're not going to play it. He was born on this day in 1943 in Los Angeles. It's also Sir Keith Joseph's birthday. He was born on this day in 1918. I think he's the British government's financial advisor. One of those sort of fools, anyway. Sherry North was born on this day in 1933. Who's she? Well, she's an actress and dancer, and a jolly good one, too. Moira Shearer, the Scottish dancer, who danced in a film called Red Shoes in 1948. She was born on this day in 1929, and Dave Bowinger of the Baron Knights, a great comedian, a great musician too. He's celebrating his birthday. I can guess how. It's Anne Bronte's birth date as well. She was born on January the 17th in 1820 in Thornton in Yorkshire, and of course she was one of the famous novelist and poetry sisters from Yorkshire. Then Pope Pius V would have had his birthday today, and so will Mick Taylor of the Rolling Stones, who first played with the Stones on Honky Tonk Woman. He was born on this day in 1941, and we'll play that record for you later on. In the meantime, back to music on the Breakfast Programme. Nearly 18 minutes to 8 o'clock on WKLR. Here's Brooke Benton from 59, a song called Endlessly.
Higher than the highest mountain.
Magic, isn't it? I like that one. What a great voice. Brooke Benton, Endlessly, from 1959. 16 minutes to 8 o'clock on WKLR. The rest of the celebrity birthdays. Well, we've told you about Benjamin Franklin, born on this day in 1706, and Al Capone as well, the famous gangster. Who else is there? Oh, yeah, Mack Sennett of the silent movie fame. It would be his birthday today, and so would it be Sidney Catlett's. Now, I think he was an alto saxophonist. I'm not sure. He was a band leader and a very good musician, but I can't remember exactly what instrument he played. Maybe someone will phone me and correct me about that. Sidney Catlett's birthday today. Shari Lewis, now she's a ventriloquist and a very good one too. It's her birthday too. And Vidal Sassoon is also celebrating. Wonder how he's celebrating. He's a hairdresser or a barber or something like that. Oh, it's also the birthday of Neville Shute, who wrote On the Beach, born on this day in 1899. Isley Marl.
Is that your problem? Let it show.
Yes, Only for Love from Limahl, 12 minutes to 8 o'clock. Nearly didn't come in at the end of that record. I was looking at myself in the mirror. I am beautiful, here we are, honestly. Did you know, I am Clint Eastwood's double. I really am. I'm exactly twice his weight. Honestly. All right, you don't have to laugh. Honestly, you don't have to laugh that much, do they, team? I must tell you this, I have actually donated my body to science when I die. The only problem is, science has done a deal with Kenner Meat. Group called Silver Convention in 1976. Got to number one in April of that year. Get up and boogie. My goodness. Now then, here's Catherine Keating.
Good morning. This is Catherine Keating on the Peter Madison programme. I'd like to invite you to join myself and Paul Sheehan for Westlink from 9:30 to midday this morning on WKLR.
Moonlight shadows laying soft against your skin.
One of the marvellous things about all Joe Dolan songs is you can actually sing along with them. You can make out every word. Super singer, Gypsy Joe Dolan there with his latest 45, which is high in the Irish charts at the moment. That's why I played it for you. It's called Deeper and Deeper. This is WKLR, West Cork Local Radio, and news is next at 8 o'clock with Roger Gregg. You might wonder why I'm smiling. I know what some of the news is. That's what it is. Here's Chris de Burgh with his latest 45 on WKLR. This is Where Peaceful Waters Flow, and it goes like this.
Restless heart, it has been a long time.
Christaberg and Where Peaceful Waters Flow. Independent local radio for the West Cork region, WKLR. It's 8 o'clock.
WKLR. morning. This is Roger Gregg. In a statement that is clearly a comment on a remark by Cardinal O'Fee, the government has said that no ancillary political activities can ever provide grounds for support for Sinn Féin. And a statement released said that the organization had openly declared its support for murder and intimidation to achieve its political aims. In a radio interview of Sunday, the Cardinal said that a person who joined Sinn Féin only to participate in its community activities might be morally justified depending on his conscience. Earlier yesterday, the mayor of Limerick, Terry Kiley, criticized the Cardinal's remark, saying that it was not logical to speak of a difference between voting in support of violence and voting in support of the community work of Sinn Féin. Foreign ministers of 35 countries meet in Sweden this morning to begin a conference on disarmament. Since the breakdown of arms talks in Geneva and Vienna, it is the only chance for the United States and the Soviet Union to discuss world peace. But a statement by the Soviet news agency TASS has dismissed as propaganda President Reagan's speech of yesterday, calling for cooperation on the issue, saying it offered nothing new on arms control. Kilkenny City and parts of County Leitrim were flooded last night by melting snow and heavy showers. Kilkenny was impassable to all north-south traffic, and the fire brigade had to pump water from the 700-year-old Black Abbey. In Leitrim, stretches of road in the Drumkeering, Drumahair, and Manor Hamilton areas are underwater, forcing motorists to make detours via Sligo and Dowra in County Cavan. At least 22 people are reported killed and over 65 wounded in yesterday's artillery battles in Beirut. Druze Muslims exchanged barrages with a Lebanese army unit and also accused Christian right-wing groups of shelling their mountain villages. After years of hostility, South Africa and Mozambique have held talks on mutual security. Delegates in Pretoria discussed practical measures to stop rebel groups from using the territory of one country for attacks on the other. In a joint statement last night, the delegates said they had also discussed closer economic ties. The Dutch have banned the sale of some imported prawns following the deaths of 13 people after eating them, and more than 100 people are ill from dysentery after eating prawns. A health ministry official said that the shellfish had been imported from the Far East. President Reagan has given the go-ahead for research into Star Wars-type weaponry. He wants to be able to knock out incoming missiles with laser beams fired from outer space, and he is giving money to scientists to find out if it is possible. And Paul and Linda McCartney are cutting a holiday short in Barbados after being fined $100 each for possessing marijuana. They admitted having 17 grams of the drug. And finally, Michael Jackson has won 7 categories in the American Music Awards in Los Angeles last night, and he also won a Special Merit Award. He won the Best Soul and Pop Rock Album Award for Thriller, the Best Pop Rock Single with Billie Jean, and the Best Soul and Pop Rock Video with Beat It. He also won the Best Male Vocalist Award in the Soul and Pop Rock category. WKLR News Time, 8:03.
Peter Madison. How many times have you heard it said, shopping in Cork City must be the most economical way to save money? Wait. WKLR asks you to stop and think. From extensive research, we have found that to save the petrol money from an average family car for the journey, you'd need to spend at least £110 and 6 hours shopping around the city for those so-called bargains. If you go by bus, it's at least £150. Who can afford that these days? As a public service announcement to our listeners, WKLR advises you sincerely to shop in your own West Cork town. And it's not only the money, it's knowing that the friendly local service and hospitality is always better on your own doorstep. Shop in your own West Cork town. Sound advice from West Cork Local Radio, the voice of West Cork.
Destination faces going to so many places where the weather is much better and the food is so much cheaper.
It's the group of the Motors in 1978 and Airport, 8:07. WKLR. A little bit cramped in the studio this morning. If my voice sounds a bit strained, it's because there's not a lot of room in here. I was absolutely amazed when I came in at 6:30. They put a grand piano in the studio. Honestly, I'm not kidding you. Still, I suppose every studio should have one, except perhaps a hair studio. I don't know what this one's doing here. It looks in fairly good condition. I don't know how they got it through the door. The only thing is, it's very dusty. I'll just get the cloth out here and just give it a bit of a dust. I wonder if it's in tune. I'll just give it a little try here. Do you mind? Seems to work well enough, doesn't it? Very good. Enough of this pretense. We're a culture club. Ah, here they are.
The victims we know so well, they shine in your eyes when they kiss and tell. Strange.
From June of 1982. Juice Newton, love has been a little bit hard on me. That's the story of my life. You can still see the scars. 8:15. 8:15. Got a little note in front of me here. Very nicely written WKLR at the top of it in several different colours of crayon. Thank you, Teresa. Haha, she knows who it is now as well. It says, I'd like to play a request for my mammy and daddy, and they are Marion, Carmel, James, David, and Kevin. Hang on, I've not got this right, have I? My mummy and daddy, Mary, Carmel, James, David, and Kevin Nyan. Haha, yes. And of course, they live at 24 Clancool Terrace here in Bandon. And that's from Teresa Nyan. Super. Thank you very much for that. Of course we'll play a record for them. But mainly for you, Teresa, because you took the trouble of writing the request. And jolly nicely you did it too. So it's your name we're calling out this morning. Corny link number 474 at 16 minutes past 8 o'clock. To link us with Marilyn and calling your name on WKLR. Ask Steve Marshall to tell you all about Boy George and Marilyn. Yeah. He's on at lunchtime, you know. Yeah. 12 to 3, I think. Yeah. Have a listen, he's great. Before that, it's Westlink, of course, with Catherine Keating and Paul Sheehan. Oh, and Paul's asked me to mention something. He normally nips into the studio around about 20 past 9 and sort of hangs around for the last 10 minutes of my programme, but today he's asked me to apologise. He won't, in fact, be into the studio for the last 10 minutes of my programme at all, and his reasons are illness and fatigue. He's sick and tired of me.
Padro Madison and Farlish Nahir and me Quivisaka Hagus Nahan Kernini.
Little thing that you do, no one can do the little things you do.
Dave Berry from 1965. Super, isn't it? Got to number 6 in the charts in April of that year, called Little Things, which reminds me of the DJ. No, not the disc jockey, the other kind. The DJ who was only 4 feet tall. He was one of the little things that sent to try us. Yes, my sentiment's exactly Eartha. This is Eartha Kitt. She's got a single out, and it's jolly good. If you don't believe me, have a listen. Here it is. I told you it was good, didn't I? 26 minutes past 8 o'clock, Eartha Kitt with the 7-inch single. My goodness. Where is my man? It's called. Doesn't she sing like Catherine Keating? Well, perhaps you haven't heard Catherine Keating sing. You can hear her speak, though, between 9:30 and 12 on Westlink with Paul Sheehan. Normally, under normal circumstances, if there is ever such a thing here at WKLR, under normal circumstances, they leave me a little note to tell me what's going on during their programme so that I can plug it, if you know what I mean. And today, well, they haven't left me a note, actually, but I can tell you that Catherine Keating will be telling everybody in West Cork why the local dog biscuit firm has called in the official retriever.
It's Peter Madison.
Come down, say morning, morning.
Sorry, Tommy James of the Shadows there. With Moaning Moaning, 29 minutes past 8 o'clock, a minute to half past. Well, it's half past if you don't care much about the time. Roger Gregg's a little bit down in the dumps today, actually. He read the 8 o'clock news. He's going to read the 9 o'clock news, but he has these strange sort of symptoms now and again. He's sitting just through the window there by the side of the telephone. He thinks he's a dishcloth. Come a little bit closer to me. He thinks he's a dishcloth. Why don't you give him a ring?
Peter Madison.
He's a real tasty geezer.
If you're gonna give me good kisses like that, honey, don't you know I'm gonna give them right back, cause that's a kissing good way.
Huh? That's a kissing good way.
That's a kissing good way.
That's a kissing good way.
That's a kissing good way to mess around and fall.
Benton and Johnny Otis did it first. And that was the new version of it from Mickey and Griff, called The Rocking Good Way, on WKLR, West Cork Local Radio. It's Tuesday the 17th of January 1984. Me, Peter Madison, here in the air chair. The next record from Rex Smith and Rachel Sweet. Oh, here they are already, my goodness. 1981 they did this. They copied it from The Love Affair, who did it in 1968. Remember the original? And me. If you remember it that well, maybe you can sing along. So will I. Yes. Come on then. Right, all together.
Hearts go astray, leaving hurt when they go.
It's 8:39, 21 minutes to 9 o'clock.
It's Peter Madison.
WKLR,
no doubt about it, George Benson certainly knows how to sing a soulful song, doesn't he? Inside Love. So personally, super. Very nice indeed. We're nearly 16 minutes to 9 o'clock on WKLR, and lots more Madison music until 9:30. Westling comes along. Next, a record that every radio station in the world must be, seems to get requests for. A classic. One of the more obscure of the Stars on 45 type records there from the Merseybeats. Yeah, that was quite rare, actually, when it first came out. Not many copies of that about. I'm hardly surprised that it didn't sell very well. But anyway, I liked it. The Merseybeats, Mersey Medley there, featuring their own, the Beatles, and a few more Liverpool groups' hits. Here's Mike Oldfield, who's not from Liverpool, and Roger Chapman, who's from Leicester, I think. It's a bit monotonous there, you know. Shadow on the Wall, Roger Chapman singing with Mike Oldfield playing. Roger Chapman, of course, used to be with a band called Family way back in the late 60s. And they were from Leicester, I think he was too. Some more of those celebrity birthdays. We did say them earlier on, but maybe you weren't up. You lazy sleep-ins. Chris Montez would be celebrating his birthday today. Born in Los Angeles, and this day in 1943. Big hit for him, Let's Dance, but we're still not going to play it. Sir Keith Joseph has a birthday today. He was born on this day in 1918. He's the British government's financial advisor. And, well, we all know what kind of a job he does. Sherry North, it's her birthday too, an actress and dancer, born on this day in 1933, and on the same day in 1929, Moira Shearer was born. She's a Scottish dancer, and she danced in a film called The Red Shoes in 1948, which is absolutely atrocious. Anyway, Dave Bowinger's celebrating birthday today. He's not atrocious, he's jolly good. A great guy, a wonderful comedian, and a great musician. He sings and plays and tells jokes and does funny things with the Baron Knights pop group. It would be Anne Bronte's birthday today in 1820. She'd be a brave old age, wouldn't she? Born in Thornton in Yorkshire, a novelist and a poet and part of the Bronte family. It would also have been Pope Pius V's birthday. And it is the birthday of Benjamin Franklin and Al Capone and lots of others too, including Mick Taylor of the Rolling Stones, who first played with the Stones on this record, Honky Tonk Women. News is next with Roger Gregg, right after the Rolling Stones.
I met a gentle barroom queen in Paris.
First time there were two Micks in the Rolling Stones, and one of the Micks' birthday today. WKLR, independent local radio for the West Cork region. It's now 9 o'clock.
Good morning, this is Roger Gregg. In a statement that is clearly a comment on a remark by Cardinal O'Fee, the government has said that no ancillary political activities can ever provide grounds for support for Sinn Féin. A statement released said that the organization had openly declared its support for murder and intimidation to achieve its political aims. In a radio interview on Sunday, the Cardinal said that a person who joined Sinn Féin only to participate in its community activities might be morally justified depending on his conscience. Earlier yesterday, the mayor of Limerick, Terry Kiley, criticized the Cardinal's remark, saying that it was not logical to speak of a difference between voting in support of violence and voting in support of the community work of Sinn Féin. A shop was damaged in a firebomb attack in Dungannon, County Tyrone, last night. One of two devices left in a shop at Union Place exploded. The other turned out to be a hoax. The RUC say there were no injuries and no one has claimed responsibility. Foreign ministers of 35 countries meet in Sweden this morning to begin a conference on disarmament. Since the breakdown of arms talks in Geneva and Vienna, it is the only chance for the United States and the Soviet Union to discuss world peace. But a statement by the Soviet news agency TASS is dismissed as propaganda. President Reagan's speech of yesterday calling for cooperation on the issue, saying it offered nothing new on arms control. At least 22 people are reported killed and over 65 wounded in yesterday's artillery battles in Beirut. Druze Muslims exchanged barrages with the Lebanese army unit and also accused Christian right-wing groups of shelling their mountain villages. Kilkenny City and parts of County Leitrim were flooded last night by melting snow and heavy showers. Kilkenny was impassable to all north-south traffic, and the fire brigade had to pump water from the 700-year-old Black Abbey. Gardaí says the city is now passable. In Leitrim, stretches of road in the Drumkeering, Drumahaire, and Manor Hamilton areas are underwater, forcing motorists to make detours via Sligo and Dalry in County Cavan. Ireland exported 45% more pig meat in 1983 to a value of nearly £55 million, according to the Pigs and Bacon Commission. Exports to Japan, because of the disease problem with their normal Danish supply, helped, and the French also bought more to a total of 6,000 tons. The figures also show a change in the pattern of sales, with pork now being more important than bacon. The average European community farm income fell by 6.3% last year, although farmers in Ireland and Italy earned more. According to the European Commission, the rise in Irish farm income was 3.6%. Waterford City Council has begun talks on layoffs with union representatives of its workers because the city faces bankruptcy in the coming year. City Manager Michael Duty told councilors the situation was catastrophic, with a projected shortfall in funds of nearly £800,000. He said any of several problems could sink the local authority. But the granting of only 8% increased money from the Exchequer had made the situation impossible. 100 jobs at the Northwestern Health Board are at risk following the board's decision last night to reduce spending by 4.5% this year. But Chief Executive Officer Donald O'Shea told the board's monthly meeting at Manor Hamilton, County Leitrim, that the layoffs could be avoided if there was enough pruning of overtime. And finally, an EEC study group on problems in Cork will meet for the first time this morning. The group, under the chairmanship of Cork economist Dr. Conall Fanning, will study the serious unemployment problems in the area and how best to tackle them. The study will cost £14,000 and will be assisted by the National Board of Science and Technology. WKLR News Time, 4 minutes past 9 o'clock.
Radio advertising makes sense in 1984, and local radio is the surefire way to reach out to thousands of listeners in your area without wasting your resources on other regions. If West Cork is your sales area, then WKLR is the one medium that's freely available to your potential customers. West Cork Local Radio, heard in homes, shops, offices and bars, farms, factories and cars, from Kinsale to Bantry and Macroom to Clonakilty. It's the 1980s way to advertise your wares to the people who matter, your local customers. To advertise on the Voice of West Cork, telephone Bandon 41006 for further information. Our sales staff will be pleased to show you how to sell sound on WKLR.
Peter Madison.
Glitter and the Glitter Band. Did I ever tell you that Gary Glitter's got a guilt complex?
I did.
Oh, well, why should I waste time dreaming up new jokes when you still laugh at the old ones? What time is it? 8 minutes past 9 o'clock, would you believe? You better, because it's true. That's a four-track EP that Gary Glitter keeps hopefully re-releasing every 6 months or so, and still nobody buys it. It's a shame, because there's four very good tracks on it. I'm the Leader of the Gang I Am, Rock and Roll Part 2, Hello, I'm Back Again, and Do You Want to Touch Me? And that wasn't a rhetorical question. That's what it's called, King of Pain. 13 minutes past 9 o'clock on the breakfast programme from WKLR with me, Peter Madison. The police singing there, it figured very well in our hit line yesterday. Hit line, what's that, I can hear you saying? Well, it's fairly new. Well, it started on Friday, and again on Monday. What it is if you phone up during the day and ask for a particular record or request a dedication, we make a note of what record you've asked for, you know. Oh, yes, we do. Most efficient, here we are. And we also check around all the local record shops as well, all over the area, and ask them what sort of things they're selling, and they usually hang up on us saying, cheeky so-and-so, mind your own business. But anyway, we do get some kind of an idea of the most popular records each day in the West Cork radio area. And we put them all together in the afternoon as the hit line, the 15 most popular records each day.
Dirty old hole in the side of the road for the man who cleans the streets. Open pub doors where the working class goes at night. On walls where the cats never crawl, for the glass along the top. Man, I was born there, I'm gonna walk right back. Costa Fight Town, it's a fight town, I'm coming home.
They had a very novel name, that band. They called themselves Splinter. A splinter group, you see. That was the pun of it. I'm glad I didn't think of that. 1974, Costa Fine Town, that was called. We have another new record. Wow, wow. Will our new record collection ever come to an end? 17 minutes past nine, and this is, hang on, I'll unscrew my head and read it while it's turning around. It's, yes, talk amongst yourselves. Linda Martin. And her new 45.
Open like a flower.
Follow your star.
Follow, follow.
Follow your star.
I must confess, it's the very first time I've heard that record, and a jolly good record it is as well. Linda Martin and Edge of the Universe. You were listening to the Righteous Brothers with Unchained Melody in 1965. We were listening to the wonderful tenor voice of Roger Gregg sing the same song. He's in very good voice today. Superb. If you missed the last two news bulletins, be listening at 10 o'clock when he does it all over again. In Status Quo and the Wild Side of Life. I say it's happened again. You probably heard me the first time. And, you see, I like Status Quo, and I keep getting chastised and criticised for playing them incessantly, and I've been told to stop it, so there you go. I have finished anyway. I've got to go away and make room for Catherine Keating and Paul Sheehan. We bring you Westlink on West Cork Local Radio from 9.30 to 12 o'clock today. Yours fraternally, Peter Madison saying, I'll be back later on in the day, but I'd like your company tomorrow morning for the breakfast programme between 7 and 9.30. If you've got nothing on then, it'd be lovely to see you. You've been marvellous. You let me know where you work and I'll come and listen to you.
Waiting for the break of day. Searching for something to say. Flashing lights against the sky. Giving up my clothes by eyes.
This is West Cork Local Radio on AM and FM. It's 9:30. Good morning.